From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Audie Cornish. Today, President Obama made an unconventional choice for the next leader of the World Bank. The president nominated Jim Yong Kim. He's a medical doctor who helped start an international health organization. He is currently the president of Dartmouth College. NPR's Scott Horsley has more.
Speaking to reporters in the White House Rose Garden this morning, President Obama said it's time for the world's largest development agency to be led by a development professional.
Despite its name, the World Bank is more than just a bank. It's one of the most powerful tools we have to reduce poverty and raise standards of living in some of the poorest countries on the planet.
The president's selection of Jim Yong Kim caught many people by surprise. Kim was not among those who'd been widely rumored as in line for the post. And he doesn't fit the mold of World Bank presidents, typically drawn from politics or finance. Still, Mr. Obama says no one is more qualified. Kim, who's 52, is a Harvard-trained medical doctor and anthropologist. Along with a med school classmate, Paul Farmer, he helped found the international aid agency Partners in Health. Speaking by telephone from Rwanda, Farmer says Kim has a big-picture understanding of the connections between health, poverty, and development around the world.
What are the larger forces that make people sick or keep them from being in ill health? These have been the very questions that have obsessed Jim his entire adult life.
At the World Health Organization, Kim led an ambitious effort to provide AIDS treatment to some 3 million patients by 2005. While the campaign fell short of that goal, Farmer and other experts say it helped lay the foundation for even larger treatment efforts now underway.
The idea was, even in the poorest of settings and in places like rural Africa, people with AIDS not only deserve treatment but can be treated effectively.
Kim chaired the Department of Global Health at Harvard Medical School, and Farmer says while Kim does much of his doctoring these days at the policy level, he'll also bring to the World Bank decades of hands-on experience from working in Rwanda, Peru, and Haiti.
Jim makes this fairly easy passage, easy for him, between settings of great privation and, the corridors of power where decisions are made.
The final decision about who should serve as World Bank president will be made by the bank's board. The post has always been held by an American, though some of the 187 member countries think it's time to change that. Several African nations want Nigeria's finance minister to head the bank. But White House spokesman Jay Carney says Kim is likely to be confirmed by the board.
We certainly hope and have seen already that Dr. Kim will receive broad international support.
In making the appointment, Mr. Obama cited Kim's personal story, noting that he was born in South Korea and came to the United States with his parents as a five-year-old.
Jim went on to become the president of his high school class, the quarterback of the football team, the point guard of the basketball team. I just found out he is a 5 handicap in golf. I'm a little resentful about that last item, but he does it all.
As president of Dartmouth, Kim even sings, dances, and raps in a white leather jacket and shades in this Dartmouth Idol video, now making the rounds on YouTube.
So come on, let's go. The show is out of control. The house is hot tonight. Go, go, be green, go, go.
Longtime friend and colleague Paul Farmer says Kim's sense of humor should come in handy in a big bureaucracy like the World Bank. Scott Horsley, NPR News, The White House.